You are now listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience.
Welcome to the Shu'em Soul Experience. My name is Stefan. I'm the host for the show. And did you ever wonder why so many people nowadays are in turmoil, are anxious, are afraid, are desperate, depressed, sad? I think it has a lot to do with how you manage your attention. You know, I think we experience life in a very specific way because we look in a very specific way and then look in the sense of experience it. We experience it through the same angle all the time, through the same definitions all the time. And I think mainly these definitions stem from your very early childhood. You know, as a kid, you are born here into this world and, well, you do not know anything, do you? No, you don't know anything. So I think your parents, for instance, show you what everything is. They tell you, this is the table, this is such, this is such, this is a tree, this is a car. And in that way, you learn what things are within your reality. And it's not only that they tell you this is a tree, this is a car, but they also tell you communists are bad or capitalists are bad. And you should not do this. Oh, we don't do that. No, this is not done. That's not done. It should be like this. It should be like that. So they just not only tell you what objects are, they only tell you, also tell you what is the value, so to speak, of the objects that appear to you. And it's not only what they tell you. I think as a kid, the main ingredient that forms your life is that you see how your parents react to things, how their attitude is towards things. It's not so much that they tell you, well, oh, you should be afraid of this and this. No, you see they are afraid of that whatever they are afraid of. And that will give you the feeling that you should have that same attitude, you take on that same attitude. They might have a very good reason to fear it, but for you, it's their fear. It's not your fear, it's their fear. And so you get programmed in that way. Because you see how they relate to life, and, well, if you don't know how to relate to life, you will take that as an example. And that's why these first years in your childhood are so forming. And as a parent, you can really try your best to give them the real values and the this and the that. But that's what you show consciously. That's what you tell them. No, it's just like this and this and this and this. But I think what kids mainly pick up is, well, when you're not so conscious of it and when you just react to things or you just are in your own attitude to things, that's what they mainly see and what mainly forms their way of interpreting that what's there. Because I think if you look at mind and feelings or soul, as I call it, you can see what it mainly does. It interpretates the world for you. It tells you what everything is for you. It tells you this is good, this is bad, this is nice, I like this, I like that, I don't like this, this is beautiful, this is not. So it defines your reality. It tells you what it is. But all these definitions you have about life all stem from the past, all stem from your upbringing, because your parents were such and such and such, or your circumstances were such and such and such. You look at them in a certain way, and you experience that as how it should be. And not on a conscious level, no, mainly on an unconscious level. That's why it's so hard to change these things, because it's so natural for you to be afraid of dogs or whatever. Because you took on that program in a very early age. It's what you thought was the way to relate to life. And I think in growing up, and I think growing up has a lot to do with letting go of your programming from childhood. I think you should try to make some space in that, because you know, otherwise your daily reality is ongoingly colored and interpreted and you know, in a way from the past, in what your parents told you, in general, it's not meant hard, but if I look at the most old people here in the Western world, I don't see many happy faces. You know, I see worried faces, painful faces, depressed faces. And of course, they will be happy every now and then, but, you know, as a general attitude. These are not sparkling eyes, so to speak. So if you come from that attitude and you grew up in that attitude and it forms your whole way of perceiving things, I think it's very liberating to try to make some space in that. And I think the best way to make space in that is to withdraw your attention from these definitions. Not to make a counter definition. Oh, no, I love dogs, Eh? This is, how do they call it? Positive affirmation. Well, you know, we live in a dualistic reality, which means day follows night, black and white, man and wife. You know, everything comes in pairs. And the thing is, with positive affirmation, I really can see the good intention in that and the good idea in that, but he who prays for peace also prays for war, because peace does not exist without war. So that's the whole thing, you know. All the time we try to get one side of the coin, and that's not going to work. There always is an other side of the coin. It's the same, for instance, being in love is a very nice example, because when you're in love, you really see this fancy side of the one you're in love with. And I think everybody has the experience, well, that wears off, doesn't it? After 3 months, you see the other side of the coin, and you get very pissed off with her. Yeah, you changed. No, she didn't change. You know? The other side comes with it, but you were not able to see it because you were so fixated on the one side, and the other side always comes with it. So I think that has a lot to do with our misery and our pain and agony in life. We always want one side of the coin. It's not going to come. There always is another side. If you want to be rich, it means somebody else will be poor. There is no riches without poorness. So I think in order to live in a harmonious and peaceful way, you know, that you are in peace with yourself and your youth.